有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就回答他说，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一紧要的呢？耶稣回答说，第一紧要的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。那文士对耶稣说，夫子说神是一位，实在不错，除了他以外再没有别的神。
Good morning.
Good morning.
各位早。You are the blessed children of God.
你们是神祝福的一群，神祝福的儿女。
I believe Luke 12.
我相信在路加福音十二章。
Concludes, sell all your possessions.And give to the poor.
他就是要我们把我们的所有的东西都变卖经济穷人。
So you will be very happy that we're going back to Mark 12.
所以我感觉你们可能很开心，我们就回到马可福音十二章。
Let me pray as together we seek God.From His Word.
我们一同祷告，寻求神的话语。
Father, we love you.
神啊，我们爱你。
We know that we are truly blessed to be in your presence.
我们知道我们在你里面，我们是充满福气的。
We thank you that you have given us your precious Word.
我感谢你，你给我们你珍贵的话语。
And today, as we open this passage,
今天我们看今天的经文。
It's a passage that you wrote.
这个经文是你写的。
Through your follower Mark,
就透过你的仆人马可。
To clearly show us,
使我们知道
the greatest priority in our life.
我们在我们生命里面最重要的。
May we be truly blessed in your presence.
我们感谢你的同在。
As your spirit teaches us.
你的灵教导我们。
This truth.
那个真理。
That will help us to live our Christian life.
协助我们能够过一个基督徒的生命。
In the way that you designed.
这个生命是你帮我们设计的。
To bring us great joy.
带了我们有高度的喜乐。
And so that every person that we ever meet or come in contact with,
使到我们能够碰到的每一个人
experiences the reflection of Christ,
都能经验主里面的基督里面的喜乐
through us, your servants,
透过我们你的仆人
do this for your glory,
我们做这个是为你的荣耀
and for our help,
也是我们的生命。
We pray in Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior.
以上的祷告奉耶稣基督的名字。
And each of us say, Amen.
我们同讲 Amen.
I believe love is surely the strongest emotion.
我相信爱是最强烈的情感。
But more than an emotion, love is certainly the most desired action.
但是不单只是那个情感，爱是一个行为。
All of us have the ability to share love.
我们每个人都能够有这个能力去跟别人分享爱。
And my experience is I have a great need for love.
我的经验就是我们每个人都需要很强大的爱。
Love can do amazing things.
爱可以成就很奇妙的事。
And it is the essential ingredient in the Christian life.
也是我们基督徒生命的最重要的部分。
In 1 Corinthians 13,
在哥林多前书一章
verse 1,
十三章第一节
there's a familiar statement that many of you would have heard.
在这里有一个经文我们经常都会听到的
If I speak, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong.
就说我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱。
The Bible has a foundation of love.
我们就成了明的罗想的拔一样，在圣经里面是一个爱的基础。
It's interesting that as the Bible begins,
我们可以看到在那个圣经起初的时候，
In Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, there are 613 laws.
在圣经的前面创世记、出埃及记、民数记、申命记、利未记，它都有记载了613条律法。
Some of these are written to instruct us.
有的是指导我们。
And some are written to show us how not to live.
有的是要求我们不要做某的事情。
These laws formed the heart of the early Christian or Jewish lifestyle.
这个613条的律法就成为我们前面那个基督前面的那个犹太人他们的最重要的。
It's sad that many people in ancient Bible times believed the laws more than they trusted God.
但是很遗憾的我前面的很多相信主的人他们就相信这个律法比那个相信神更重要。
These laws, whilst they are perfect and given by God,
这一群的律法虽然是非常完美，也是神给我们的。
The laws, for some people, became their belief.
但是这个律法就变成他们的信仰。
And they were the driving force behind the scribes and Pharisees.
这个也是以前文士还有法利赛人他们的一生所做的。
They'd spend a great deal of time.Debating these laws and seeking to identify the greatest among them.
他们花了很多时间去辩论和研究这一批的律法，看哪一条是最重要。
So in Mark chapter 12, Jesus takes the entire law and sums it up with two statements about one word.
但是在马可福音十二章里面，耶稣就用了两句话就解释了爱。
Jesus wants everyone to know the importance of love.
耶稣就希望每个人都知道爱是如何的重要。
A little bit earlier in the chapter, we find that Jesus is surrounded by a deceptive group of people.
在十二章的前面就提到呢，就一群那个诡诈的人就想耶稣来进入一个圈套。
They are trying to trick him.
他就想耶稣犯错。
In verse 13, and they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words.
在十三节的时候就讲了，后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个希律党的人到耶稣那里，要就他的话陷害他。
The Pharisees asked about giving money to Caesar in verses 13 to 17.
在十三节到十七节，那个法利赛人就问耶稣关于纳税的问题。
And then one of these deceptive men comes in verse 28.
在二十八节了，就有提到一个诡诈的人的话。
Verse 28, and one of the scribes came and heard them reasoning together.
就有一个在二十八节就说有一个文士来听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答的好。
And perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him which is the first commandment of all.
他就问耶稣诫命中哪是最重要最要紧的。
So he was asking which is the greatest law.
他就是问耶稣诫命中那个是最要紧的。
And it's beautiful, in my spirit, it's beautiful how God will use the deception of man.
那就我们看到那个神很奇妙的，他就用人的诡，他就充分的用了人的诡诈。
In this instance, to actually share his message.
就透过这个机会就跟别人，跟所有的门徒分享他的话语。
In this way, we see that God will even work his miracles through people who don't trust him.
我们也可以看到呢，主能够充分的利用，就是不相信他的人都能够见证他的话语。
Because in that deceptive environment,
在那个诡诈的状况，
Jesus is able to teach us the great commandment.
耶稣就把最重、最要、最要紧的诫、诫命，或者是最大的诫命教导我们。
So, in verse 29,
在29节
he says the most important law.
耶稣说最第一要紧的
is this, hear, O Israel.
就说以色列。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
你要听主我们的神是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And with all your mind and with all your strength.
要尽意尽力爱主你的神。
The second is this.
其次就是
Love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
There is no commandment greater than these.
再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So Jesus answers the question, which commandment is the greatest?
这是耶稣透过这个就回答了那一条诫命是最要紧的。
By insisting that we must love God above everything else in the world.
就是说我们要强调就是我们要爱主要比爱任何的东西要大。
Now Jesus is speaking to religious people.
那在这个事情况里面主是跟那个相信他的人讲话的。
Who have put their faith and belief in the laws.
他们就把他们的信仰他们所相信的在那个律法放在律法上面。
Rather than in God first.
他们就没有把他们把神放在第一位。
He's quoting from the Shema.
他是从那个诗马篇里面那个讲这一句话。
So the words of Jesus are known very, very well by these deceptive men.
这一群诡诈的人呢，对神的话语呢是非常了解的。
Because earlier they knew Deuteronomy chapter 6:4.
因为在申命记第六章第四节。
It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
在六章四节里面讲
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
以色列你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主你要尽心尽性
And with all your soul, and with all your strength.
尽力爱耶和华你们的神
These commandments that I give you today,are to be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
He's challenging the scribes and Pharisees, the things that you know to be true have stayed in your mind.
他就在透过这个事情耶稣挑战这一群的法利赛人说你们所相信的即在停留在你们的头脑里面。
And I don't hear him say that's a bad thing.
但是耶稣我也没看到耶稣讲这个是不对的。
What I do hear him say is it needs to come from your mind and go into your heart.
耶稣就是说你们要从你的头脑这个进到你的心里面。
It was a personal reminder that there is no other God but Jehovah.
这个是提醒法利赛人在除了耶和华以外没有别的神。
It's a reminder for us today to know that the laws shouldn't stay in our mind, but should come into our heart.
也是今天神给我们的一个提醒，就是说我们同时间也需要把我们的信仰从我们的头脑进到我们的心里面。
It's a reminder to make certain that God occupies the first place in our life.
这个也是那个一个提醒，就是说神要在我们的生命里面占首位。
God must be first above every other love or allegiance.
就是神，这要比起要任何的爱或者是任何的宗教更重要。
I wonder if you have met Christians or people who say that they're Christian who just follow laws and don't really know God.
我不知道你们有没有碰到那个基督徒，他们只相信那个圣经里面的话，但是呢就没有行出来。
Because the Bible teaches us that people will recognize our faith in God because of our love.
但是在圣经里面就提到了，就是人家看到我们的行为，就能够知道我们是基督徒。
Notice the areas in which we are to love the Lord.
我们要看有几个方面，我们怎么样爱主。
all of our heart.
要全心。
Jesus is saying that we must love the Lord without resistance and with our total heart.
耶稣要跟我们讲，我们爱主要完要完全无保留的。
He's teaching us to have an authentic love.
他说这个是这个爱是真诚的。
I have opportunity very often to talk to people who are preparing for marriage.
我经常有机会跟那个准备结婚的男女。
We've got a young couple in the English congregation.
在英文堂那边有一对年轻的那个夫妇。
They're getting married on the 5th of April.
他们就在今年的5月4号结婚。
And just last week I was able to sit and share with them.
上个星期我跟他们一块分享。
That the love that we are to have for God,
那就我就跟他们讲，我们爱主的心
is reflected in the love that we can share for one another.
就是在我们的怎么样能够互相的爱来里面表现出来。
When we have our priorities to love God first,
当我们把爱神放在首位的话。
Our love for each other is so much more precious.
我们的互相的爱就那么珍贵了。
We are to love him with all of our heart.
我们需要尽心的爱主。
I can also share with people who are preparing to get married that love is an action word.
同时间我也跟很多就很快结婚的就分享爱是个动词。
To love one another means we just don't do it in our head.
就是爱对方就是不是在头脑里面。
But genuine love moves us to action.
真的爱是从头脑里面进到行为。
So love for God is to be real authentic love.
就是说神的我们爱神是一个很应该是一个很真诚的。
It goes beyond words.And is evidenced by our action.
那个超过语言，但是也在我们的行为里面反映出来。
Don't answer this question aloud.
我待会我问你个问题，但是你不需要大声的回答。
Many of you will be in very big trouble.
你们可能会很尴尬。
But what would happen if you told your spouse that you love them and then ignored them?
你想想，如果我跟我们的配偶讲我爱你，但是你不理他。
If we never spend time with the people that we love,
我们永远不会跟爱我们我们爱的人一块花时间在上面。
Didn't spend time to seek to know them better.
没有花时间去了解他们更多。
You see, when we genuinely love God.
当我们真诚的爱主的话
we are moved to know him more.
那我们就会对他更了解。
It is evidenced in everything we do.
那在我们所有的行为里面都能够看出来的。
The great commandment goes further and says, we should love him with all of our soul.
在那个大诫命里面有就第二点就要谈到我们要进行。
I believe Jesus is talking about our emotions.
但耶稣，我在相信耶稣在这里是指我们的情感。
Not in a nonchalant way.
也不是一个完全漠不关心的。
But the encouragement here is
在这里，耶稣鼓励我们
that we're allowed to be emotional in our response to God.
在我们向神的回应方面，我们是可以有那个情感的表现。
Not just allowed, but commanded.
不单只是可以，而且是应该的。
So our love for God should touch us at our deepest level.
所以我们爱主的心要能够是进到我们的内心的深处。
We are to love the Lord with our emotional self.
那我们要透过我们的情感去爱主。
And even our thoughts should be centered on Christ.
那我们的那个思想也是在以耶稣为中心。
This results in a continuing desire and longing to know him and to be close to him.
这里就会引导我们不断的去寻找和了解爱主。
There are some men described in the Bible on the road to Emmaus.
在圣经里面有提到一个在Emmaus 是吉马俄斯一个信徒。
It gives us a great example of what the Bible is teaching us.
在这里 就是个耶稣在这方面教导我们的一个好的例子。
It says, did our hearts not burn within us as he opened up the scriptures?
在这个路加福音的这个经文里面，他提到给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Is there not an emotional response?
在这里就看到一个很那个有情感的那个回应。
And not just our heart and emotions, but all of our mind.
就不单只是我们的心或者是我们的情感，就是整个我们的思想。
So our love for God is not just to be emotional, but we must know and understand who He is and why we are connected to Him.
那我们爱主的心不单只是那个情感，同时间呢，也需要我们对他的了解，还有对他的爱慕。
So our love for Him comes because we have considered Him.
我们爱主是因为我们考量过他。
And meditated upon Him.
我们思想主的事。
And an understanding of His greatness and sovereignty.
我们也了解他的伟大和他的主权。
So in this way, we make a conscious choice to love God.
透过这个，我们就有一个有一个决定来爱主。
This obviously means that we've made a decision to love Him.
这明显的就是说，我们立志的爱主。
In this way, I don't believe it's right.To love God because we're taught to.
那我就感觉呢，我们不应该说我们爱主，因为我们是人家要求我们的。
Or even because we believe it's the right thing to do.
或者是我们感觉这个是应该做的。
But because of who He is.
这个是我们爱主是由于主的个性。
And our response to Him because He has called us to be His child.
也是我们对神呼召我们成为他儿女的一个回应。
When we know and have considered what Jesus has done for us,
当我们知道也了解过耶稣怎么样爱我们，
our response takes up all of our being.
那这样的话呢，我们的回应呢就影响到我们整个人生。
So to have a strong and correct understanding of who He is.
那所以我们需要有一个很强大。很强烈的对主的了解。
And to apply that with our mind and our soul and our heart.
同时间呢，就透过我们的心、我们的行为和我们的心智去运用。
Means that when we love God, we are totally involved.
就是说，我们如果我们爱主的话呢，我们会全程投入。
And He also says, with all of our strength.
在这里也提到，我们要。尽力爱我们的主。
And I believe this says that not only is love in words, but actions of our physical body.
在这里就提到了，我们不单只是在语言上面讲说我们爱主，也是在我们的行为上面要表现出来。
If we love the Lord, He will have first place in every part of our life.
如果我们爱主的话呢，主就占有我们生命里面最重要的位置。
So this is a question you can answer.
这个我下来的一个问题，你们应该可以回答。
Do you love God?
你们爱主吗？
Do you love His people?
你爱他的人吗？
Do you love His word?
你爱他的话语吗？
Do you love the church?
你爱你的教会吗？
His world?
他的世界。
And His commandments?
和他的诫命。
Because our worship,reflects our genuine love.
就是我们的敬拜就反映我们对主的爱。
Jesus has a great example of what he is teaching to these scribes and Pharisees.
耶稣自己就是他对那个文士他的教训的最好的一个例子。
So if you still have your Bibles open, look at verse 31. I think it's up on the screen.
如果我们可以看一看那个12章31节的。
Because he says, love the Lord.
在这里讲就是爱主。
And in so doing, love your neighbor as yourself.
就是如果你爱主的话呢，同时间呢就会爱人如己。
I don't think it's two separate things.
这个不是不是两件不同的事。
Because I think when we have an understanding of what it is to love God, we will love our neighbor.
如果我们真的是了解怎么是爱主，怎么去爱主的话呢，我们也会同时间知道怎么样去爱人。
And Jesus himself says there's no greater commandment.
耶稣说在里呢没有比这个更要紧的了。
There is no greater importance than to love God and love others.
也没有比爱主爱人更重要的。
These two commandments are together, intertwined.
这两个是相互相成的。
So you can't have one without the other.
缺一不可。
In the second part of his answer, Jesus quotes Leviticus 19.
在下面呢，耶稣也用那个利未记19:18.
It says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people.
他说不可报仇，也不可以埋怨你本国的子民。
But love your neighbor as yourself, because I am the Lord.
却要爱人如己，我是耶和华。
Jesus says that we're to love others in the same way that we love ourselves.
耶稣在这里教导我们，爱别人就像我们爱自己一样。
We are to place others in a position where we are always seeking the best for them.
那我们要把别人的要看比我们一样的重要。
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3 says,
在腓立比书2:3,
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit.
他说凡事不可结党。
Rather, in humility, value others above yourself.
也不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
I actually go to great lengths to do things that please me.
我经常是努力的去做事令到我自己开心。
I think that's a normal human behavior.
这个是人之常情。
I seek rest when I feel my body needs rest.
当我疲倦的时候，我可能要休息。
I seek food when I'm hungry.
当我肚子饿的时候，我要吃东西。
I'm hungry now. Has anyone got any food?
我现在肚子饿，请问下面有没有东西可以吃的？
And what Jesus is saying is, we should have an attitude to look out for the needs of others, just like us.
耶稣就教导我们同时间有一个态度，就要照顾别人。
I don't believe there's anything wrong with loving ourselves.
我感觉呢，我们爱自己也没有什么错。
This is very healthy and right.
这个是很健康的。
We need to look after ourselves.
我们需要照顾自己。
Our physical needs.
我们的生理的需要。
Our mental needs.
我们的那个精神的需要。
And certainly our spiritual needs.
同时间我们灵性的需要。
And what God is teaching us is that we should also look out for others.
但是神就要求我们同时间要照顾别人的需要。
We should seek to care for one another as much as we can.
我们要照顾别人。
The love God calls us to have for others shows itself when we exhibit forgiveness.
当我们在饶恕别人的时候，就能够体现到我们对主的爱。
Jesus himself was the strongest example of this.
耶稣就是最强最好的那个例子。
In John 15 and verse 13,
在那个约翰福音15:13,
Greater love has no man than this.
里面讲人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的了。
To lay down one's life.
人为朋友舍命。
There's a contrast to this type of love found in 1 John 4:20.
在那个约翰一书4:20就有一个强烈的对比。
It's kind of God's way of reinforcing it.
这是神在这里强调他的爱是怎么样。
Jesus says, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar.
他说人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的。
For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen,
不爱他所看见的弟兄
cannot love God whom they have not seen.
就不能爱没有看见的神。
Faith means we believe God in whom we can't see.
我们的信心就是说我们相信主，虽然我们看不到他。
But faith comes because God dwells in us.
这信心呢是由于主在住在我们的心里面就出来的。
And enables us to know him.
能够令我们了解他。
Through his word and by the power of his spirit.
透过他的话语，透过他的圣灵，我们能够明白他。
And in the same way, His Spirit and His Word enables us to love others.
同时间他的灵他的话语就能够使我们爱别人。
I think it would be too hard for me to love others as I should on my own.
我相信透过我自己的努力我不能尽心的爱人。
I don't think there's enough good in me.
我自己里面没那个不够好。
I can't do it on my own.
我靠自己是不行的。
So the Bible teaches me when I love God first, He enables me to love others.
在圣经里面就教导我们，当我们是先爱主，我们就能够懂得怎么去爱人。
It's very important. It doesn't work the other way around.
这个很重要，因为不能够反过来的。
If we put something before God, then we can never be in relationship with God as He intended.
如果我们把任何其他的事情放在比主更放在前面的话呢，我们就根本不能够了解或明白主。
Here's another question you can answer.
那下面是另外一个问题，你可能可以回答的。
Do you see how that is true?
你看到这个是真的吗？
Our love for God comes before anything else.
我们爱主要比我们爱别的东西要更重要。
I just want to quickly share the extent of what God is teaching us about love.
我在这里，我跟他也透过这个机会，我跟大家分享一个我们这个大诫命里面能够我们接受什么程度。
Because when we talk about love, and maybe we talk about it outside of church.
但是有时候我们谈到爱，我们可以也在教会里外面也谈到爱。
People have various understandings.
那人对爱有不同的了解。
There are four Greek words in the Bible that teach us about love.
在圣经里面有四个希腊的字就谈到爱的。
These are Greek words that we need to translate.
这个是希腊文我们需要翻译的。
So today we translate them once into English and two times into Mandarin.
那我们先这个把那个希腊文的爱先翻成英文再翻成普通话。
But I'm sure your pastors teach you, as I do today, that Greek at the time was the common language that has amplified meanings. The Greek language breaks words down, certainly more than English.
那我们我相信你们的牧师也有教导你们，在希腊文里面呢，有很对某些字，他们有很不同程度的那个表达的。
So when your pastors and you study the Greek and then translate it to Mandarin, you understand very clearly what God was wanting to teach us.
就是说如果牧师来跟你们一块如果学习那个希腊文的话呢，你从那个希腊文直接翻译成为那个普通话呢，你们可能会更清楚。
So the first of these four words is the word stoke.
第一个就是 stoke。
Refers to the love of things.
这个是对事物的爱。
So when the Bible goes, love the Lord your God, doesn't mean stog, because God is not a thing.
那如果在圣经里面讲到是爱主你的神，那这个 stog, 这个希腊文就不是用来表达这个爱，那个对神的爱，因为神不是一个物件。
This is a bit like the way that I would love a new car.
就这个爱呢，这种爱呢，就好像我爱我的新车一样。
At first, perhaps I love it a lot.
起初的时候，我可能很喜欢这个车。
But then it gets old and it breaks down.
但是当那个时间过了，车变成旧了，或者是坏了。
I don't love it so much, and I'm happy to get rid of it and get another one.
我就可能不爱这一台车，我就会另外找一台新的了。
By the way, I need another one.
其实我现在需要一台新的。
It may describe how we love
那这个可以用来形容我们怎么样去爱。
But if it does describe how I love another person, then it is wrong.
但是呢，用这个爱的名词来形容我对别人的爱呢，这个爱就不合用了。
This is not the word to describe how we love God.
这个 so 这个爱就不是用来形容爱神的。
The next one is the word eros.
另外一个就是 eros, 另外一个希腊文。
It refers to erotic or sexual love.
这个是用来表达性爱。
Obviously, this doesn't fit either.
当然在这里就不合用。
And if we love our neighbor with eros love, we are in a lot of trouble.
如果我们爱别人就用这个性爱的爱呢，我们就会很糟糕。
If you've met my wife Tracy,I am in very big trouble.
如果你碰到我太太 Tracy 的话呢，你我可能会有很大的，我可能我自己很糟糕的。
The third word is filio.
第三个形容爱的字是 filio.
Speaks of tender affection.
就是谈到那个很亲密的爱。
It's a friendship love.
这个是朋友之间的爱。
Now this one is much better.
这个是比较好了。
Sounds pretty good.
听来很好听。
But it still leaves reasons for us to put conditions on our friendship.
但是呢，这种爱呢，就可能呢，变成是一个有条件的爱。
Perhaps with filio love, we can love someone for a time, but when they let us down, maybe we don't feel as affectionate about them.
如果这种 filio 的爱，就可能会有一段时间。可能会维持，但是呢，过后呢，有机会呢，会改变的。
So this is close, but it's not close enough.
这个 filio 的爱呢，用来形容对神的爱呢，很接近，但是还不够。
So the fourth Greek word that's used in the Bible.
在圣经里面第四个那个希腊文用来形容爱的。
This is the one that's used in our text.
那这个爱呢，就是今天我们谈到的那一种爱。
So it's interesting for us to realize that when early scholars read this scripture,
所以我们要了解到当时那个当时的文士读这个经文的时候
，they immediately understood and recognized the difference and the impact of the kind of love that God wants us to have.
他们就立刻能够了解到那个爱的那个不同的程度。
The word is agape.
那个字是 agape.
It refers to a never-ending, unchanging, all-consuming love.
这个就用来形容永不改变和而且是呢永远存在的这种爱。
Agape is not the kind of feeling that appears for a time and then changes.
Agape 的这种爱不是说这个感受就是来了一阵子过后又没有的。
This is a consistent, ongoing, trustworthy love.
这个是永恒而且是能够有高度信任的爱。
Agape has no lifespan.
Agape 完全没有时间的。
It never has an end.
它永远不会改变。
It's not feelings based.
不是透过一个感受。
It's what we know as real love that applies to the fact that we would never ever let this person down or feel that we want to make them sad.
这一种爱呢，就是说永远在我们的心里面就永远存在，就不会令到别人会跌倒，或者说我们会亏负人家的。
It's a love that loves without regard for worth or the object being loved.
那个呢，这种爱呢，就完全对我们爱的对象的价值完全没有关系的。
Agape is God's sacrificial love for us.
Agape 是用来表达神对我们充满牺牲的爱。
It's the Greek word that describes how Jesus loves us.
同时间呢，这个是希腊文里面用来形容耶稣对我们的爱。
So when the word is used in the New Testament and the Old Testament to describe how we are to love God,
当这个字在新约和旧约来形容我们对主的爱的时候
It tells us very clearly that we are to love him sacrificially and with everything we are.
就是说这个 他就是要求我们呢的对主的爱呢是充满牺牲的。
In relation to Jesus, in Romans 5 and 8, the word is used this way.
如果、谈到那个耶稣的话呢在罗马书5章8节他有这样讲。
But God demonstrates his own agape love for us.
这是神在、给我们的爱就是 agape 的爱。
That while we were still sinners and undeserving of his agape love,
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在这在此向我们显明了。
Agape love was strong enough for Jesus to die for us.
Agape 这种爱呢，就强烈到耶稣为我们牺牲。
Isn't that a powerful love?
这个是很有力的爱。
Every person that's ever been born,
每一个出生的
has been created and designed by God.
是神创造的。
To receive agape love.
来接受神给我们 agape 的爱。
There is not one of us who won't respond to agape love.
在这里我们没有一个人不会、对这个爱没反应的。
It's as if God's righteous programming left a part out when he made us.
就是说神当时、创造我们的时候 就已经放在我们的心里面。
And we are made whole when we receive his love.
当我们接受神的爱的时候呢我们自己也得到 完全。
When we trust him, when we believe in him,
当我们相信他的时候
when we sacrificially surrender to him,
当我们、透过牺牲把我们自己献给主的时候
when we recognize that our life is not our own.
当我们了解到我们的生命不是我们自己的
but belongs to God.
是属于神的
we would submit to him to receive his agape love.
我们就会顺服接受神给我们 agape 的爱
when we surrender, when we submit,
当我们、顺服主的时候
he comes into our life.
神就会进入我们的心
fills us up.
充满我们
makes us whole
使我们完全
and allows or helps us then to love him
同时也可以协助我们爱别人就像他爱我们一样
people are longing to know God and to have his love
我们渴慕神的爱
and we must love them with the love of Jesus
同时也我们爱人 也是像这个耶稣爱我们一样
Here's what happens if we obey his commands.
如果我们、遵守神的诫命的时候下面就是我们会有的表现。
If we love the Lord as we should,
如果我们爱主的话
we will not sin against him.
我们不会像、犯罪。
If we love our neighbor as we should,
如果我们爱别人
we will not offend them.
那我们不会、愧犯他们。
When we love in a manner that Jesus described and provided for,
如果我们按照耶稣的、教导爱人的话
then we treat everyone as they should be treated.
那我们就会很、非常、适当的去、照顾别人。
Do you love the Lord with all that is in you?
你们会不会是全心的爱主？
Do you love your neighbor as yourself?
你们爱别人像你爱自己一样吗
?If that's not true, then today you have a lot to think about.
如果你还没做够的话呢今天你就我们需要反省。
Jesus' words, if you love me,
神、耶稣说如果你爱我
keep my commandments.
就是遵守我的诫命。
Jesus says, if you love me, you will.Keep my commandments.
耶稣就是说，如果你爱我，你就会，遵守我的诫命。
If you only think on me and it's not bedded in your heart and your soul,
如果你只是思想上想到我，还没有进到你的心灵里面
，You will know that I'm great.
你知道我很伟大。
But you won't be able to love me the way that I designed you to.
但是呢，你可能不会啊啊、跟我需要你要啊、你我要求你爱我的那来爱我。
You see, the scribes and the Pharisees knew the laws.
你看到文士和法利赛人他们啊、了解那个啊、律法。
But they were unable to love because they hadn't allowed God to transform their life.
但是他们还没有爱的表现，因为他们没有让神进到他们的心里面。
Do you remember the Ten Commandments?
你们记得啊、那个十诫吗
？You shall not have other gods before me.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Commandment number one.
这个是第一诫。
How can there be any influence in your life that's not stronger than God's love for you and your love for Him?
在这条诫命里面，我们会了解到那个我们的神的爱是应该放在首位。
No car, new or otherwise, should ever be more important than God.
没有汽车或者是其比这个更重要的。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
你不能妄称耶和华的名。
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
你要纪念安息日。
Honor your father and your mother.
当孝敬父母。
You shall not murder.
不可杀人。
Not commit adultery.
不犯奸淫。
Not steal.
不可偷渡。
Not bear false witness against your neighbor.
也不可做假见证啊，陷害人。
Not covet your neighbor's house.
也不可以贪恋别人的房屋。
So if we love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
如果我们爱，我们是尽心尽心尽性尽力来爱主的话。
And we look back at Mark 12.
当我们回想马可福音十二章的时候
，we see a very accurate.Description of the Ten Commandments summed up in two lines.
我们就看到那个十诫就在两句话里面就能够总结起来。
Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself.
爱主爱人如己。
If we love God,
如果我们爱主
we will have.No other gods before him.
我们就不会有别的神。
We won't create idols.
我们都不会有偶像。
We won't reduce his name or take it in vain.
那我们就不会妄称耶和华的名。
We'll keep the Sabbath holy.
我们肯定会守安息日。
We'll honor our father and mother.
我们就会孝敬父母。
And all these other from verse.From five, number five in the Ten Commandments onwards, will occur if we love our neighbor.
所有那个十诫里面第五诫打后的，如果我们爱主的话呢，我们要在五诫到十诫要求我们的，我们都能够做到。
So the Ten Commandments are very important.
十诫很重要。
But in some ways, if we just remember.What we know is the Great Commandment, it will help us to keep the Ten Commandments.
但是最重要的就是我们如果能够在心里面牢记这个最大的诫命的话呢，这个十诫就很比较，我们就能够遵守。
And in a beautiful way, Jesus was saying the Old Testament teaching perfectly important.
在耶稣也是强调在旧约里面的提到那个诫命非常重要。
The 613 laws, very important.
那个613条的律法也是很重要。
But if you love God,
但是如果你爱主
you will keep them all.
你肯定会能够遵守。
Not because you are good,
不是因为你是好。
But when we love God,
而是如果你爱主
He brings righteousness and goodness into us.
他就会把公义放到你的心里面。
Doesn't mean that we won't think,And feel about doing some bad things.
这个不是说我们不能够有对做什么事可以有思想。
But his promise is that his spirit will remind us of what's true.
但是他的神的应许就是说灵他圣灵会教导我们。
And we will have the opportunity to obey.
那我们就有机会去遵守。
So when we love God first.
所以当我们先爱主。
He enables us to love others.
他就会令到我们 懂得怎么去爱人。
Let us pray for one another.
我们一同祷告，祷告。
So Father, we thank you so very much.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you in this instance for your word.
感谢你在今天给我们的话语。
We thank you so much that you loved us.
我感谢主，因为你先爱我们。
First,
首先。
So that we may respond and love you as we ought.
使到我们能够有那个回应。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主耶稣基督。
Who was a wonderful example of love.
他给我们一个很美好的例子。
And helps us to live in the way that you have designed that we should live.
帮助我们过一个主你要求我们过的生活。
And we, Father, reflect on just how great a world this can be.
神，我们会思想你的话语。
If your people are obedient, we can shape this world so much.
如果你的子民遵守的话，我们会影响这个世界。
When we are honest and true and apply our faith and love the people in this world, our neighbors,
当我们主，我们如果是诚实的按照你的话语去对待我们的邻居，我们的其他的人的话，
It is your design for us to be then showing the love of God in our community.
就透过所有的这个行为，我们就能够在社区里面显示你的爱。
The church will be a healthier place.
那个教会会一个健康的地方。
And the salt and the light that is in us to be distributed in this world.
那你神你放在我们的心里面的光，透过和灵就能够在这里，在这个世界上面照亮。
Will have such a positive influence in our community.
使得我们的社区变得更好。
And we know that this flows from you.
我们知道这个是从你而来。
Teach us, Lord.
教导我们主啊。
How to love you as we ought.
怎么样去爱你。
That Christ may be seen in our lives.
那这样的话呢，耶稣基督就可以在我们的那个行为里面，我们的生命里面显示出来。
And in everything we do.
也从我们所做的每件事。
Most of all, Lord, help us.
最重要的，主啊，协助我们。
Help us to love you.
帮助我们去爱你。
With an everlasting love.
用无尽的爱。
With all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
也是透过我们的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。
You have first place in our life.
你在我们在生命里面占首位。
Lord, I want to pray that if there's someone here today,
主啊，我们在这里祷告
that needs to understand more your love for them.
如果在我们中间希望能够再更认识多一点主你的爱
that they will go to someone that they trust will give them the truth.
就让这群弟兄姐妹能够去接触别人
and share your love with them.
跟他们一块分享你的爱。
May we love you and each other.
让我们爱你爱别人。
Deeper today and always.
每天更深。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以上的祷告。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。阿门。